This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a message for Jason Henza. Not at all is the answer.
Unfortunately,
some of us are just tired.
It's the cheese.
Yeah, we've had cheese, which generally makes you a little loopy.
It's the sriracha.
Thanks for listening, though. We appreciate
it. It's the dairy.
It's the dairy product.
It's the dairy air. Cheesy joke.
Oh, that was great.
G-R-A-T-E. Yeah, I really shredded that one.
Yeah. That was a good one. That was a very good one.
This show is melting now. It's getting little crusty edges around it.
Man.
Yeah, I'm baking in the oven.
You're making me hungry. Give you some macaroni and cheese, with the Ritz cracker.
You're the one who brought the cheese.
Wagon wheel.
Yeah, a wheel
of cheese.
You ate an entire wheel of cheese?
A wheel.
I'm not even mad. That's impressive. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Let's just go to your calls and thoughts. We have
Major Payne
calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evidently, I'm dealing with cultured programming.
Oh, yeah, that makes my blood curdle.
Oh. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Make clog your veins. I hope you haven't had your shot.
What's on your mind, Major?
Well, anyway, I can think of three things that I guess the government's done to improve things. And one of them, I'll save the best for last, I was actually a part of. The first one I would say that popped into my head would be like the Hoover Dam. You know, great accomplishments that provided power for thousands and thousands of counties and whatnot.
Was that really government that did that, though? I mean, wasn't it
It was under the Hoover administration. They named the damn thing after him.
No ego there. Like Hoover didn't build it. He didn't, lend a hand.
No,
he wasn't down there digging and putting the concrete in. Right? What he did was he taxed people.
And said, you're allowed to do this.
I understand that, but he could have took that government money and wasted it on something much more fruitless, okay? The second thing that popped into my head was the Army Corps of Engineers, you know, all the work they've done along the Mississippi River and whatnot. And the third thing that popped into my head was the Civilian Conservation Corps, which they brought into existence in the 30s during the Depression.
Yep.
And you got to take into consideration when I tell you this, that most of the natural forests had been cut down. Everything was pretty much stump city. And the trout streams were under serious catastrophe from silt runoff and no shade and whatnot. So what they did is they took a bunch of rural farm boys, youngins, 14, 16, up to probably 18, 20 years old maybe, and from starving families, and they gave them, a minimum wage, and they went out and worked their butt off in the woods and built wildlife habitat, and saved a hell of a lot of trout streams, quite frankly. I still get my hook snagged in some of the crap they built years ago. Brought it back in the 80s, and I was part of the CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. It's also, they rolled Job Corps into that, didn't they?
I don't know what the end result of that was, but yeah, we built like wood duck boxes.
Yeah.
Take out problematic beaver dams, and there was a lot of farms that got lost to taxation back in the 50s, and the popples would move in and take over the orchard.
Those damn beavers.
So we'd go and push the forest back and save the apple trees, so it was cool.
What was the other thing you were calling about?
We all pissed off the honchos, though, at the DNR.
What was the other thing you were calling about?
Edison. Oh, Jerome was talking, his last thing he was talking about was the January 6th hoorah.
Yeah.
And they've been wasting our money since in part for 2 years now. And I, it amazes me that
the Democrats... You're getting further away somehow.
You can't milk a bull. And that's what they're trying to do.
You can't milk a bull. Major Payne, your phone's kind of cutting in and out, so we're going to let you go. But thank you for the call. We appreciate you. And that's Major Payne, everybody. We had some guy call into Beard Talk Live last night. I'm like, what's your name? And I didn't say that. Actually, we have a very distinct way of answering calls on Beard Talk Live that I can't say here on Free Talk Live.
Oh.
But I basically...
I can imagine.
But I basically asked him his name. And he goes, I'm Minor Payne. So it's the evil opposite,
yes,
to Major Payne. So perhaps in a future lifetime there'll be like arch nemesis, and there'll be some sort of, you know, battle of the Payne boys, you know, Major Payne versus Minor Payne. I don't know.
They had many a story to tell, but it was a rare occasion such as this that he did.
What did you put in that cheese, Nikki?
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
It's terrific. Whatever it is.
I'm enjoying it myself. So.
All right, so let's swing back to this article from CNY Central about...
Let's get past the first paragraph tonight, will we?
Yeah, we haven't even gotten into that one paragraph. Report, more students choosing trade school education over four-year college. A growing number of students are saying no to a traditional four-year college, instead choosing trade schools or apprenticeships after high school. Part of this has to do with the increasing cost of higher education. U.S. News reports that the average student debt is $30,000 for a recent
not that bad.
College graduate. At 23 years old, Brady Waddell makes more than most recent college graduates.
Yeah.
Without a four-year degree, Brady takes home $25 an hour, while the average entry-level college grad only makes $20 an hour.
And I think it's also important to add that the job fields, like the jobs that you would get with a college degree, like those kind of jobs, those are flooded. That field is flooded.
Right.
The trades... That's where we actually need people.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you try to get a contractor, a plumber, an electrician, anything like that,
yep.
A lot of areas, all of the tradesmen in that area, I mean, they're booking out months.
Yep.
It's hard to get somebody.
Windows, 17 weeks. Well, you know, the Sprinter vans, they started out as Mercedes-Benz.
Yep.
And a lot of the plumbers and electricians had them because... Yep. You know,
they're useful.
They're expensive. Yeah. They're high quality.
You can customize.
But people were going like, "Wow, my plumber has a Mercedes-Benz truck."
Yeah.
So they had them rebranded as Ram or Freightliner or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a Mercedes.
Yeah. Essentially,
it's kind of funny.
Well, I mean, they're getting paid like what, $80 to $100 an hour?
Yeah.
Like, well,
and they're booked. And they are booked.
Yep.
All the time.
This guy Brady says, when I came out and got my license, I would have earned as much money as I would have accumulated in debt if I'd gone to a four-year school. So he went to trade school. He, you know, learned a trade. He went out and started working. And when he got his license, he says he earned as much as he would have accumulated in debt in the same period of time had he gone for a four-year college degree. And he's now an HVAC service apprentice. So he got his license, became an apprentice, and he's making bank.
Yeah. Why do you need a license, though?
Well, because
that's the real rub on the trades, like a license. I don't think in New Hampshire you have to have a license. It just has to meet code.
Yeah, you do, I think.
You do?
I think you do.
I did have to hire an electrician when I bought my house, and they were licensed. I don't know if that was, like, if he had to be.
Unless you're doing the work yourself. If you're doing the work yourself, obviously, you don't have to be licensed. But you have to do it to code, though.
Yeah.
So, but why do you need a license?
I need a license to work in New Hampshire. Yeah. I mean, I can't, you know, build anything or do your electrical work, but I still need a license.
So do they quiz you? I mean, to get a license.
No, you pay money.
You pay. Yeah.
It's
like getting your fishing license.
So there's no verification.
You fill out a form. I mean,
sometimes they'll do a background. I mean, for like nursing, at least they do a background check and some other things like that. But it's mainly like, give us some money, and jump through a few hoops, go to the police station, get fingerprinted, and then we'll let you work.
Ugh.
four-year universities have long been considered the ticket to the good life, but they're also leaving more and more students drowning in debt. I had to start getting a second job to start paying them off, one graduate told the National Desk. The undergraduate student body dropped by nearly 1.4 million students, or 9.4%, during the pandemic. Many are just trying to avoid leaving college with a whole bunch of debt. More Free Talk Live.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Uh,
should try and do that, except belch it. You know, it's like,
I'm drinking water.
I can't do the whole thing. But,
oh, right. You got to inhale to get the...
sort of force your own belch. But,
right.
We are back. It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. The phones are packed right now, so if you're trying to get in, keep trying. If you're getting a busy signal, keep calling. 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic,
and Nikki.
And I need to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about crypto, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all of the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit bitcoin.com. All right, well, without further ado, let's go to... Hang on, I got to figure out what I've done here. We've got Dodger calling from Michigan. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. So I'd like to have you guys heard of I'm sorry. You said the phones were loaded. I was thinking.
They are loaded, but you're first, so here we go.
Yes, sir. Mike Rowe.
Yes.
From Dirty Jobs.
Yep. I know who Mike Rowe is.
I've worked with him.
Yeah. He was kind of calling out this whole trades thing. You know, essentially where the teachers' unions and the government were just pushing college on people. And there's a great podcast that he was on that I heard where he mentioned a poster that he saw in the guidance counselor's office that said, "Work smart, not hard." And it showed essentially a college grad throwing off of his cap. You know, the work smart, and then the next work hard, where it showed essentially like it looked like a mechanic with like a giant pipe wrench over it, his shoulder or something.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I work in the industry. And
which industry?
There it, well, I mean, I kind of yes, it's I'm a tile layer.
Okay, all right.
Essentially.
Sure.
I mean, it's there's an art to it. Yeah. There really is, and I don't understand because the owner of the company, he's scheduling jobs up to 6 months out.
Nice.
At this point, because there just aren't enough people to do the jobs. I mean, it's kind of beneficial for me because, you know, at this point, you know, I can essentially name my price.
Nice.
For doing what I do. But also, because I'm traditionally a carpenter. Carpenters are underpaid. Just check it out. Carpenters, even though they essentially deal with every aspect of your house, somebody will hire a plumber or an electrician for $100 an hour.
Right.
You know, without batting an eye. But then when a carpenter wants to ask $50 an hour for the work that a carpenter does, people start batting an eye, and it's like carpenters are really necessary.
Yeah, they are. The thing about the trades, too, that I want to point out to our listeners is that in addition to, you know, if you want to find like a full-time sort of a gig, you know, Monday through Friday type of thing, Like, this is a skill set that you can use to hustle off that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So you can do your own side jobs and that kind of thing.
Okay, so I picked up a side gig because of my skills.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you guys know if I say pouring a pan, but that's a shower pan.
Okay.
To be tiled. $1,000.
Nice.
At least.
How much time does that take to do that for that amount of money? I mean, do you have your hourly figured out?
I do. It's roughly about $125 an hour.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I think I'm a big one for conspiracy theories. So I just always think that the reason why they're pushing college so much is because they don't want people to have legitimate, useful skills. And I'm not really trying to say that, you know, accountants and people in those sort of fields aren't useful. But my brain always goes to, if, like, the S hits the fan,
right,
and we're in, like, an apocalypse-type situation, do you care if you have an accountant? No, you want a carpenter. You want people to be able to work on your house. You want farmers. You want
physicians.
Physicians, like people with legitimate, useful skills. And I feel like the powers that be don't want there to be a lot of people that are mechanically inclined and know how to do electrical stuff. And, you know, that's just what my mind goes to.
So what I do is rather niche. And I can do some electrical, some plumbing, based on my trade, I need to know a little bit, to do basic stuff like, all right, there's an outlet in my way. I need to be able to move that outlet.
Right.
Oh, that drain isn't in the right place. So I need to be able to do the plumbing to move that drain to the right place.
Now reposition the drain, right?
Right. But, I think that everything has been lacking in the trades, and I don't understand what part of the issue is. For some reason, people don't want to pay these tradespeople what they're actually worth.
Hey, Dodger, did you go to trade school?
No, I didn't. I learned on the job. I learned from some very smart people.
Basically, apprenticeship, and now you're a tradesman?
Yes, sir. I mean, essentially, that's what it came down to. It's a passion of mine. It always was. I got out of the service industry because I was sick of dealing with, essentially the service industry.
Yeah. Hey, Dodger, we appreciate the call. Good luck, man. Good luck, man. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. The trades, are they better than going to a four-year college?
Yes.
I think so.
Probably.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's a pretty good idea.
All signs
if you want to make
money.
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden will act methodically in deciding how to respond to Saudi Arabia over oil output cuts, but options include changes to U.S. security assistance, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Sunday. Sullivan said no changes to the U.S.-Saudi relationship were imminent as Biden reevaluates it. Israeli soldier shot a Palestinian during a clash in the occupied West Bank, and he later died of his wounds, Palestinian health officials said on Sunday. One Palestinian who was shot later died. Three others were wounded. And it's up to the Chinese people to resolve the Taiwan issue, and China will never renounce the right to use force, but will strive for a peaceful resolution, President Xi Jinping said on Sunday at the opening of a major party meeting. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
I'm
not going to laugh at you.
I tried my best.
This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We still got a couple callers on hold. The lines are no longer packed, so if you want to get in, now's your time. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic,
and Nikki.
Do you really want liberty in your lifetime?
Yes.
Yes.
Me too. Later this year, Mark Edge of Free Talk Live is speaking at Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's being held in the beautiful city of Prague, October 21st through 23rd, so that's coming up pretty quick. And it showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up all around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and we'll explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Talk Live listeners a special 20% discount on tickets, which can be claimed when checking out on their Eventbrite site using the promo code FTL20. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and then the digit 2 and the digit 0, FTL20. To find out more about the conference, visit lifetimeliberty.com. And you can follow the conference Twitter using the handle @LibertyIOL. Make sure you get your ticket soon and take advantage of the discount. If you want to buy your ticket in Bitcoin, you can drop them a Twitter direct message for instructions on how to do that. Again, the website lifetimeliberty.com. And the promotional code for 20% off is FTL20, October 21st through 23rd. Say hi to Mark Edge when you're in Prague. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Wow, thanks for taking my call. I want to talk about Jerome.
All right, what about him?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, one of his particular annoyances is he keeps bringing up this quip about Trump actually saying if he could shoot somebody in the middle of Times Square or whatever and get away with it, and every time he's like saying it as if, you know, Trump any time could be out there doing that. You know, Trump was making a point of how bad, you know, government and oligarchs running the government, are privileged. Mm-hmm. Nothing more than that. But Trump's derangement syndrome is very strong in Jerome, and I just think nobody pushes back on that when you guys are talking to him. So I'm going to say you got to push back on idiots like that because they're lying to us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a voter, so I don't vote, but I encourage people rather than end up with let's go Brandon. we would have ended up with Trump, which I think was the least of the worst.
I don't like that game, the better of two evils game. I don't know. I just can't.
You're still voting
duopoly.
For evil.
Duopoly. Right.
That's the game we get.
Yeah. No, and I hear you.
Yeah, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah. I think the thing with Jerome is, like, Donald Trump and him and a lot of people must take up so much space in his mind.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just let it go.
Yeah.
We can all agree. I mean, Trump and that, you know, shooting people in the street, he said, you know, things about, oh, I could have any woman I want. I could just grab them by the, you know what. You know, he's said countless awful things.
Yep.
Joe Biden has said countless awful things. George Bush, it's like they are all terrible people.
You know, they're all idiots. And I actually think that Trump is probably one of the least idiots that we've had in the history I can remember, and I'm 70 years old. So,
believe me, it's going to be fantastic. The saying goes like, people who take Trump seriously never took him literally, and people who took him literally never took him seriously. I think that's the quip. Does that make sense?
I think that's a good point. That's a very good point. And I think that this whole Trump derangement syndrome has occupied so many people's minds for so long that the Democrats can't even produce a good policy of any kind.
It is really telling. I'm sorry, Bad Slave. It is really telling, though, that so many people who, you know, were anti-Trump still think about him.
Yeah, well, you would think if you hated somebody, you would just like, okay, I'm just going to ignore this person or get over it. But it's like, they are so obsessed with him. And a lot of the news sources, I mean, they talk about Donald Trump more than they talk about Joe Biden. It hasn't been as bad as of recently, you know, minus the Mar-a-Lago thing.
Yeah.
But when Biden first got elected, like I would say that first year, all they would talk about is Donald Trump.
Yep.
It's funny like, that, get over it.
It's funny that a guy who's involved in real estate lives rent-free in everyone's head.
One of the things that, you know, some of the people I know are lefties,
mm-hmm.
and they were just going on and on and on about Trump. And I said, listen, take Trump at his word and pursue getting him to do things that they want. I mean, you know what? There is agreement everywhere amongst Americans that there are things that anybody would want to pursue, and in the situation where you've lost your favorite party to the other side, then you work with them. You don't just spend every bit of resource trying to harm the government. The government ideally would be working for us.
Well, yeah, ideally, but
pipe dream.
Yeah, but it never really does. And hey, Bad Slave, thank you for the call. We appreciate you.
It's never going to happen.
Ideally, sure, but the fact is that it has never worked that way, even from day one.
Not now, not never.
And so it's just frustrating when people continue to look at the organization of government in those terms. You've been taught that. I get it. You know, it's been driven into your brain through 12 years of public schooling. They have their ways of brainwashing you into believing that that's how it is, but it's not. You know, everybody's like, well, technically, I pay your salary. Well, no, technically, they steal the money from you to pay their salary, and they don't answer to you in any way, shape, or form.
And I think a lot of people think that this system that we have right now can be salvaged. Like, no, people think we can fix it. We can't fix it. It's not broken.
Right.
It is operating exactly as it was designed. This was the purpose.
I was at a political rally today, and they're all saying, like, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. Well, why don't you undo something instead of doing more things? Like, get rid of things that are in the way.
Yeah, the government never takes out its own trash, that's for sure. They only add more to the pile. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few.
Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
I still have Tommy the Cat stuck in my head.
Butters the Cat.
Tommy the Cat is my name.
And I say unto thee, this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We got a couple calls holding. We'll get to those momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Yeah, that's just good.
That's us.
We're like radio hosts or something. This sucks.
Let's go to some callers.
We don't even need a reason we could do that.
Let's talk to non-government. Non-government, you're on Free Talk Live.
Water.
Oh, Cornholio. Do you have TP?
I need TP for my bunghole.
Oh, we got Steve Classic doing the imitation for those of you watching over at watch.freetalklive.com. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Although I've never seen Cornholio in a Bitcoin shirt before.
No.
That's unique.
Yeah, and headphones, it's tough with the headphones.
It's unique.
It's tough.
Non-government, what's on your mind?
Well, a couple things. But first of all, who is TL and why do you hate him?
Who is TL?
Yeah.
Let's see.
By saying FTL, FTL. What do you got against the dude?
That might be one of the funniest things you've ever said on air. Well done.
Yeah.
I was thinking like Terry Lewis, the office linebacker. Have you ever seen the sort of videos from, you know, back in the early days of the internet, where there's this large football guy, and he would tackle people in regular office environments?
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, hey, you forgot to, you know, put more water in the coffee maker and make another pot. And so, like, that guy would get tackled by Terry Lewis, the office linebacker. Yeah. It was pretty sweet.
It's FTL, or maybe it's just dyslexic. Maybe it's FLT, since you're in the football.
Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's not what it is. I believe FTL actually stands for Free Talk Live, but I could be wrong.
I didn't know that.
Oh, really? I never thought of that. I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'm not going to rip on Judge John J. Romero Jr. of New Mexico and Judge M. Monica Zamora tonight.
You did name drop them, though.
I did? Oh, man. Shameless. Instead, I'm going to rip on the non-governmental personnel. You know that whole thing about how it would be a really good thing to do to pump less money into the big box corporate chain stores and give it to mom and pops instead. You know that whole thing?
Okay, go on.
Yeah, so I tried to do that. I went into I needed to get some fencing supplies, and so I, instead of just doing what I normally lazily do, is pick things up when I go into Home Depot because I got everything else. Or
wait.
Probably have.
I need clarification. When you say fencing supplies, do you mean items to build a fence or items
fight? Swords, man, swords. Okay, you know, so dueling implements.
So like the little helmet and the white suits and all that.
Screen face mask.
Yeah, that whole thing. So I put on my flip flops and my T-shirt and my shorts and drive my little Ford Ranger, not my my one ton dually, into the mom and pop ranchero building supply lumber yard in Berlin, New Mexico.
Yeah.
And I walk in the front door and it's like 40 minutes till they close at 5 p.m. And the big cowboy type manager dude who probably does drive a one ton dually and is at the Berlin Posse grounds every Saturday night throwing rope off of his horse, and his horse is groaning because he weighs like 300 pounds, you know.
What does he say?
He goes, "What do you want?" And I'm like, "Well, fence posts, T posts. Where are they?" And he said, "Where are they? Yeah, you mean you want to see them? What do you need to see a T-post for?" And, well, I got my reasons, but I didn't smart off to him. And he said, well, you really got to see them. You really got to see them? And how many do you want? And I said, well, I only want, like, oh, I don't know. I'm not sure yet. I'm, maybe 6, maybe 12. So he thinks I'm like some little dumb flip-flop driving, toy truck driver, or wearing toy truck driving.
You're wearing shorts and flip-flops, so okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm in the cowboy store, you know, Ranchero supply in Berlin, New Mexico. And, well, it turns out that these guys are impatient to close. I asked them, "What time do you close?" And, you know, it's 40 minutes till 5. He says, "Well, we're closing now." You close at 5. "Well, we're closing now." And so the long story short is he shows me, he says, "We got samples of the key posts right over here." So he shows me samples. Why they got samples inside the store, I don't know. But I said, "Well, they're stocked outside." And so he gives me another little worker guy, and we walk out there to where all the fence posts are. And as we're walking down there, and I'm giving the guy a what for about his manager, and he agrees with me that his manager he called him an a-hole, except for he said the non-FCC legal version of it.
Yeah.
And we go down there and we look at what I needed to look at, and I made my decision because I needed to see what they had in order to make my decision, because they've been making these T-posts skimpier and skimpier over the years, so they use less steel.
Get to the point, David.
The point is that the flip-flop wearing, T-shirt wearing, short wearing, toy truck driving hippie dude that comes in there needing 6 or 12 fence posts actually needs about $5,000 worth of fencing over the next number of months. And I was going to give it to mom and pop, Ranchero in Berlin, New Mexico. But now, based on how he treated me, I might just give it to the corporate thug.
Yeah. It is on each individual business to, you know, give the appropriate amount of customer service. So thank you for the call, David.
And if you're ever in Berlin, New Mexico,
I mean,
go to Ranchero.
And this has been a paid advertisement
for Ranchero.
The 300-pound cowboy that drives the dually.
At Ranchero Hardware, whatever.
In Belinda, New Mexico.
Yeah. So if you're listening, call in and tell your side of the story.
Yeah, if you're the guy that's, you know, waited on...
If you weren't wearing the flip-flops, call in.
Yeah, hippie toy truck driving, you know, guy.
I'm sure David's pretty unforgettable if you met him in person, so...
I would think so. I tend to not remember what David looks like.
I have no clue what he looks like.
Well, so Richie Rich at one point looked him up online.
Oh, the Speedo picture?
And he was like, "Look, it's David in a..." And I don't want to see that, right? So, like,
you can't unsee it.
You know, sometimes when you're traumatized,
check out this picture.
You got to blank out the traumatic experience in order to go on with your life. And so I'm pretty sure that's what's happened here, is that I've blanked out that experience, and so I don't really know what David looks like.
I have not seen the photo, but I also have not requested to see the photo. So the next time Richie Rich is in,
I'll make sure he looks him up again and shows it to you.
Well, if we're in Berlin, New Mexico.
So that you, too, can be traumatized as I have.
I had to do it, so you have to, too.
I wonder if David went to trade school.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you? Yeah. What does he do?
I have no idea.
He's buying $5,000 worth of fence, but not at Ranchero in Berlin, New Mexico.
We'll ask him next time.
The fence? We should have.
Maybe he has chickens.
Oh, here we go with the chickens.
What?
What the bock is that about? I'm bocking at you.
Someone's in my nesting box.
Right now I'm looking at a picture of a chicken with a little thing around its neck with a blue card that says, Cluck the Police.
Cluck the Police.
And I'm going to share it to my Facebook.
Oh, boy.
Well, this has been fun.
Yeah.
What were we talking about before?
Oh, we were talking about the
trade school.
The trade school thing. The article here that was talking about, you know, more folks going to trade school rather than the four-year college says that too many talented Americans are choosing against higher enrollment for fear of debt, said Miguel Cardona, the Secretary of U.S. Department of Education.
He's from Connecticut. That scoundrel.
Instead, many students are embracing trades. The Association for Career and Technical Education says spring enrollments in construction trade programs are up 19.3%. That's a lot. Which is back to pre-pandemic levels, and enrollment in mechanic and repair technology is up 11.5. Waddell works in heating and air, getting paid while training. Work in the trades, go to school, have your school paid for by your sponsor, and receive an education you don't have to pay for.
And you'll get free central air in your house.
And if it breaks, you'll know how to fix it.
Exactly.
Yeah, true that.
603-283-6160. Still to come tonight, what are the world's most surveilled cities? More Free Talk Live, hour number 3 is next.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.